Hello and welcome to This Podcast is Rigged with JW Riggs. I have a great guest today, one of my favorite people to talk to. That's one of the reasons why he's been on the podcast now three times.
Wow.
Jason Anthony, how are you doing today, Jason?
I am great. Thanks, JW. Thanks for having us back on. Always a pleasure to chat with you.
Yes, this is awesome. I'm so excited. We talked about Piney the last time you were on here. Special was awesome. Definitely brought me and my family to tears some, but it was
It's actually brought me to tears when I was recording it. I remember that last passage from the film, without spoiling it for anyone who hasn't seen it. But it's quite an emotional little ride for our little pine tree. So it has a very special place in my heart, that. And we have some big plans for that, hopefully this year, because it premiered on the US Disney Channel and Disney Junior this past Christmas. So I know the creators are working very hard to get this kind of to the rest of the world this Christmas. So it'll be dubbed in all different languages, and it's going to be great.
That's great. My family tried finding the book, so hopefully that'll be a little easier to find this coming year.
Thanks for mentioning that, JW. Yeah, it's actually based on a book written by Jane Baker Inc. Or Jane West Baker Inc. now. Hopefully we'll have the books available in stores, or certainly online, and you'll be able to get a copy of that as well. There's just some big plans I know that are afoot. I can't say anything officially, I know they're working hard to get Piney into as many homes this Christmas. We're already in Easter, so right. Christmas is, it's just around the corner.
I know, we're already past. I mean, my birthday was in February, so I turned 17.
Hey, nice one, man. Well, many happy returns. Cheers. This Cheers. Is just water, by the way.
But no, I'm excited for to be 17 now. So this month of 17 has been pretty good so far. So hopefully the next 11 months will be good as well. So
enjoy every minute, everyone. You know, every birthday is a blessing. I know some people don't really like to celebrate birthdays, and that's fine, but it shows you've been around for another year, and hopefully you've learned something extra, or you've done something you wanted to do that you haven't done before, or you're making plans for the future. But we've all had a rough year last year. I hope this year we can turn a corner and get back to some sense of normality, whatever that new norm is.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you, because it's definitely been a very difficult year for everybody. And that's kind of why, this is kind of why I made this podcast, is for families to be able to listen to this while they're in quarantine, kind of get away from the news, get away from everything else, just be able to listen to the podcast.
Yeah, podcasts have, podcasts have been really, really popular for a long time now, but I think they had a massive growth last year because of the quarantine, because people were, really thirsty for content. And also, I know a lot of people listen to podcasts when they go out for walks, or, walking the dog, or just a walk around the block, or in the park, or exercising. So, it's nice probably just to chill out and listen to a bit of a different conversation, a different narrative than the news, because that can get a little bit depressing at times. So, come and listen to a voice actor.
Yes, most definitely. Now, something that I keep forgetting to mention every time I talk to you,
and
my friends have even told me I keep forgetting to mention this, it's Call of Duty. So,
oh yes, yeah, Call of Duty.
How is playing Potter?
It's been a great experience, the whole Call of Duty. It's a really cool sort of interesting story how it all came about, because back in I think it was almost January of 2019, I got a call from my agent to say, would you like to read for this part as an operator in a video game? That's all I knew. And I said, yeah, sure, sounds great. And they sent me this bio over of this operator, and he was, you know, 28 years old, SAS, Special Air Service from the UK, Special Forces. He came from a, you know, rough upbringing in the East End of London. So I read for this part, and it was just more like just a monologue of, you know, I've done a term of service in Afghanistan and blah, 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 you know, and it was just very kind of matter of fact. Anyway, 6 months went by and I didn't hear anything, which is unusual for casting. Normally it happens a lot quicker. And yeah, they said, we'd love you to come in and read for the role of the operator. Again, I still didn't know it was for Call of Duty, only until I went in to the studio and they said, this is the character Otter and it's Call of Duty. And I was like, wow, this is cool. But even then, JW, I didn't realize the scale of this game. I knew it was popular. But anyway, I read my roles, did about 10 hours it took to read everything. And then the game came out in October 25th, 2019. And I was just sort of getting into TikTok at that time too. So I didn't really think people would be that interested to hear from Otter on TikTok. And boy, was I wrong. I was so wrong. And the TikTok community in general has been fantastic. And just want to say thank you to everyone for all your support and kind words and stuff. And you've joined a live recently. I've started to do a few lives on TikTok. And it's, you know, the best part of being Otter is being able to do the podcast, the lives on TikTok. The interaction with the Call of Duty fans is just fantastic. And, you know, we're now well over a year of people playing as Otter in the game. So people have formed a very strong bond with Otter because they play as Otter all day long and hear my voice screaming and shouting, incoming, need more ammo. all day long. So it's just been a very, very pleasant surprise to me, JW, of how popular this game is, but how supportive the community is. And I'm really enjoying the whole journey of Call of Duty for sure.
That's great. Now some of my friends are going to be happy as I kept forgetting. They're like, dude, you forgot. I was like, oh, well, now here it is.
They'll probably want me to say a few lines from Otter. So some of his favorite lines are for Queen and Country. Oh, there you go. Have a little sleepy.
That's so cool. Thank you for doing that. You really didn't have to. Thank you.
Oh, no problem.
Now we've talked about Lego before on the podcast. Yeah. So I'm a huge Lego fan, huge family. I come from a family of huge Lego fans. I actually just built the Sesame Street Lego set, and my parents just built the Disney castle.
Oh, super cool.
So
oh my gosh.
That's the Disney castle took about a week to build. So that was
Oh, you must send me a picture. I'd love to see it.
Yes, definitely. It has a lot of detail. It took a while, but it's definitely worth it.
Well, I'm going to show my age up here, JW. And for the lives, I've been bringing in some fun stuff that I've got in my sort of collection. But one of the most fun things I have... now, for people listening, they won't be able to see this, but I'm showing JW. These are the first actual minifigures ever created by Lego.
Oh, those are so cool.
No hair, all the same smiley face expression. I've had those since, I think, probably 1977. So I'm telling you how old I am, but... these were the first edition mini Lego figures. And as you can see, they haven't changed other than, you know, the actual decoration of them. But the proportions and minifigures haven't changed in all that time. And these are very precious to me. And like you, I just have loved Lego since I was a kid, and now I get to play Lego characters as well. It's all the more fun, and I just have this special affinity with Lego. I think it's just going to be around for just. I can't imagine Lego going away. Can you?
No, not at all. It's just expanding with Star Wars, Disney, even Sesame Street, and now Looney Tunes is even getting mini.
Oh, that's great! Mm. Yeah, and I know they brought out a Friends set.
Yes.
With Central Perk Cafe, and the attention to detail is just amazing. You know, to take something into Lego, and I've seen on TikTok quite a few people buying the 5,000 plus piece Millennium Falcon. Which just looks pretty epic. But I'd love to see your Disney castle. That sounds amazing.
Most definitely. I'll definitely send you that photo. The Millennium Falcon, that's definitely something I'll be saving up for.
I've seen that video where people say, you know, now I'm an adult, I have adult money and I can buy what I want, you know, but it's like, where am I going to put this stuff? You know, it's like these things are huge. And I know a lot of people, you know, designate a room for watching movies, but now they, you know, Lego fans have Lego rooms and that, you know, they just fill it to the rafters with incredible Lego builds. So maybe one day I would like to do that.
Most definitely. I mean, my brother and sister-in-law are actually they love Lego actually more than I do, right now they're in like this little townhouse, so they're running out of room for Lego, so they're like, once we get a bigger house, I mean. So
yes, it is. Yeah, what it's like when you go to a real estate agent now, it's like, what are you looking for? Well, we want a backyard, nice size backyard. We want a Lego room, a laundry room.
But that's just something they both love. Ever since before they even got married, that's something they've always bonded over. So he got her into Lego, and ever since. So
I think it's not just for kids. That's what's incredible. It very much used to be for kids. But what was lovely, literally, and I can remember this with my dad and my mum, that we would build the stuff together. And sometimes it would get a bit complicated and, you know, you'd have a parent come in and you'd build it together. And I think just that affinity of having something that the whole family can do. And for a lot of people like myself and UJW, that's just sort of stuck with you. I mean, I'm 51 now, and I'm quite proud to say that. 51 years young, and I will still build Lego. I mean, you know, I've got Lego figures all around. That's Nex from Hero Factory. I've got Lego all around my studio and stuff. I will love Lego forever. I can't imagine growing out of Lego. So long live Lego.
I actually on my desk right now, I actually have, you can't really see it because of my background, I have little Lego bricks currently.
So. Oh, cool. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love the fact that you can go to a Lego store and literally just buy, you know, black yellow bricks. Or black Lego bricks, and then yellow ones and red ones, and you can just buy whatever you want to build whatever you want. You know, I think that's also great too, that you can buy these incredible sets, but you can also just, I mean, the Lego art out there now is incredible. You know, oh my gosh, amazing. Mm-hmm. Just incredible. Yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but have you been able to see the Beatles Lego art that they put out?
Oh, yes, I have. Yeah. I mean, and Iron Man, Marvel edition. How cool is that? Marilyn Monroe, I think you can have literally framed art pieces of Lego. I mean, this is where I think they're just, this is a Lego commercial now, but this is where I think Lego is just so smart, because they really are starting to appeal to people that probably don't even play with Lego or build Lego. But these Lego art pieces now are just really cool. The fact that they're made out of Lego, and it's the Beatles, you know, these iconic figures, you know, Hollywood stars and musicians and Iron Man. And, you know, I bet a lot of people are like, well, I don't buy Lego, but that is pretty cool. So, yeah, it's great.
But no, every time, well, my brother and sister-in-law live about an hour and a half away from us. So they, and we live in Memphis, Tennessee. So they live in the middle of Memphis and Nashville. So
Lovely.
Closest Lego store is Nashville. So every time they go to Nashville for the Lego store, they always call us saying, hey, do you guys need anything while we're here?
A deadly question. Do you need anything at the Lego store? Yes. I'd like an Ecto-1, please. A Starship Battlecruiser, please. Could I have the new Mandalorian set, please?
Yeah. My brother has now learned to say, you could pay us back later.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah. You do need to save up for some of these sets. But that's what's great about Lego as well. They can accommodate all budgets and wallet sizes, which I think is just so smart. You can buy little small mini sets, or if you've got the money, you can buy these big elaborate, you know, the Colosseum, I think, is the biggest one they've brought out, isn't it? The Lego Colosseum, which, oh my goodness.
Believe so. That's definitely something I've looked at, and I was like, I'm not necessarily sure if I want to save my money for that, but I mean, it's
no,
I didn't think of.
No, I would prefer like Hogwarts or something than that, the Colosseum, or definitely the Lego Star Wars stuff is always, you know, it's just too good. It's just too good. Have you seen this as now as well, JW? There's a company. I get all my knowledge now and information from TikTok. But there's a company now that makes lighting sets, lighting rigs for the Lego sets. Have you seen those?
I believe so. I think I have seen that.
Yeah. So you can now light up the Millennium Falcon and all these different starships with these little neon lighting sets. And it's so effective. It really is awesome.
That's awesome. So moving on a little bit from Lego. I love talking about Lego. We could even go back to that if you'd like to. But you were on an episode of Star Trek Discovery recently in 2019. How was doing?
Yeah, that was great. That was another pinch me moment. Now I knew what I was auditioning for that. For Star Trek Discovery, they wanted a rather sinister ship computer voice. So I auditioned for that, and then I got to go over to the Warner Brothers recording facility in Burbank, California. And I met a couple of the cast members from that series. I didn't know that they were cast members at the time. They'd had a day where they were bringing in a lot of cast members, including myself, to do additional dialogue replacement, ADR. Now, for those of you who don't know, that's if they have anything in the show where the sound didn't come out quite right, or that it wasn't good because there was a load of sound effects going on, and they have to put the dialogue in afterwards. So that's ADR. So I was part of that. So I went in, giant sound studio with a giant kind of cinema screen in front of me. And they played the scene that I was voicing, the ship computer. And then I just lay my voice in on the performance that I see. And what was really nice was, the guy, the director, was so nice, and he said, welcome to Star Trek. Your voice is about to go into what they call canon. I don't know if you've heard that expression before, JW?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so that canon means that you are part of the kind of historical footnotes for every franchise, Star Wars, Star Trek, Harry Potter. The canon is like, if it's a ship computer voice, then that's Jason Anthony for that particular ship. It's quite a sort of a big thing to be part of canon. He said, are you ready to be part of Star Trek canon? And I was like, wow, yes, I am. I sure. And it was fantastic. So that was just a great pinch me moment. And always wanted to play a ship computer voice, especially a sinister one.
That is awesome. Now I do have to admit, I have not watched much Star Trek. I need to. It's all on Paramount Plus now, so eventually,
yes,
I'm gonna get around to watching every Star Trek if I have time for that.
You've got your work cut out. It's going back a while, but the new the Star Trek Discovery series is really great. I think a lot of TV now, it's almost cinematic in terms of production. There used to be quite a difference between film and television budgets and production. But now, I mean, look at things like WandaVision and, The Falcon and The Winter Soldier. It's, the production now, it's cinematic. So the same with Star Trek Discovery, their production on that was so epic, let's say. Yeah.
That's great. So one thing I would like to talk about, I'm not sure if you could talk about this yet, is the Marmaduke movie coming soon? I'm not sure. We could skip past that if you're not allowed to talk about that quite yet.
Yeah, there's just not. I don't know a lot about it at the moment. Of course it's on IMDb, so we can at least talk about it. Pete Davidson is playing the voice of Marmaduke. People know him from Saturday Night Live. J.K. Simmons, also great veteran actor. J.K. Simmons is in this. I believe, according to their update, that it is coming out somewhere in the world in sort of like May or June. It's basically a movie of Marmaduke, an animated movie of Marmaduke. We had the one with Owen Wilson in 2010, I think it was, which was a live action film of Marmaduke. For those of you who don't know who Marmaduke is, he's a Great Dane, basically. Fairly clumsy Great Dane. So it's all in the world of dogs. And I play a character called Ronnie. Ronnie is the owner of a little bulldog called Vinny. So we all go to some, I think it's a dog show or something it's based around. But hopefully that'll be coming out soon. So stay tuned.
I love Marmaduke. I have always loved the comics, reading the Sunday paper with my dad. I mean, that's just, and then the 2010 movie I actually saw in theaters twice. So,
oh, wow. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. If you've watched, if you've certainly followed the comic strip of Marmaduke, then you'll be very familiar with him. And I'm really looking forward to seeing it myself, actually. Yeah.
That's great. Just the little bit of concept art they've put out for how Marmaduke looks just looks awesome.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he? Yeah. Yeah. Big goofy Great Dane.
Yeah. Sometimes, honestly, I get compared to Marmaduke because I'm very clumsy. So.
Hey, me too. I can relate.
I either get called that or a baby giraffe because of the way that I run. on TikTok, I saw a little bit of your old stand-up comedy routine. I thought that was great.
Oh, great. Yeah, I thought I'd put that up for nostalgia's sake.
Yes, that's awesome. I love stand-up comedy. We've actually been able to talk about stand-up comedy a little bit before and how I want to get into stand-up comedy. I'm just trying to figure out, like, I find myself to be funny sometimes, but I don't always find, I feel like not a lot of people find me to be funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people start up and they're not funny. You know, that's why it's such a it's a rapid learning curve, put it that way, you know. And sometimes you think something's funny, and it might be to you, and it might be to your mates, but you go up in a room of strangers, they'll tell you whether it's funny or not. And unfortunately, because you're standing there in front of a room full of strangers, if it's not funny, you have to deal with that. And if it is funny, you deal with that too. So it is a, as they say, a baptism by fire, which is why a lot of people tend to shy away from doing stand-up. But unfortunately, it's nothing you can really practice at home. It's something you really have to do in front of a live audience, wherever you can find an audience. I know a lot of my comedian friends now are doing shows via Zoom, and they're finding that challenging because a lot of people will switch their audio off on a Zoom conference call. So they may have 20, 50, 100 people on a Zoom show, but you're not hearing the laughter.
Right.
So that's really bad. You just kind of don't know. So if you're trying out new material, that's really, really tricky. So yeah, there's no real advice other than you've got to get out there in front of people to do stand-up comedy. And it is, you know, it's not for everyone. Mm-hmm. It's a brutal, brutal journey sometimes, because your expectations, the audience expectation is, I'm at a comedy club, I'm watching a comedian, this is going to be funny. It's mm-hmm. fair enough. So if it's not, it's very disappointing for the audience, and they will let you know. So that's the bottom line for anyone thinking about doing stand-up. You know, you just find a good stand-up buddy, find somebody to go with, find somebody to do it with, because it's so much better. I have a great friend here in LA, Chris James, a comedian. Him and I started out doing stand-up, and it was so much better to have somebody you're there with for the good times and the bad times, you know. So otherwise it's pretty lonely, you know. You go up there, if you smash it and everyone's like, yeah, great job, and then you like, but if you don't, yeah, it can be pretty brutal. So don't let me put you off, JW.
No, definitely. I want to try my hand at it. Hopefully COVID slows down soon with this new stuff they're putting out. So I could try to work at it one time. I mean, I live in a pretty big city with a few different comedy places. So hopefully I'll be able to try it one time and just see if I like it and if the audience likes it. But it's honestly just kind of like you said, kind of a learning curve type of thing.
Yeah. And there's, you know, there's really no rules to it. I mean, a lot of comedy comes from truth, from truthful experiences. Some people come on as characters, and that's fine too. It's really what works, you know. Andy Kaufman, one of the most incredible comedians of all time, was a character. And he so committed to that character. Eventually it got funny. So I would say there's no rules. If you really just want to be yourself and be truthful, go for that too. So yeah.
Back to Andy Kaufman. For any of you that are wrestling fans as well, please look up his feud with Jerry the King Lawler. Definitely something to watch.
Wow. I mean, he was just so brave. Mm. That guy. If ever anyone's seen the movie adaptation with Jim Carrey playing Andy Kaufman, Jim Carrey, I don't know if you've seen the movie, but have you seen the documentary they made while they made the movie? Jim Carrey committed 110% to being Andy Kaufman on and off of camera. He just became Andy Kaufman for several months. He wouldn't even respond to anyone referring to him as Jim Carrey. It is chilling, his performance. I thought it was Oscar worthy. I think he won a Golden Globe for that. I thought it was just Oscar worthy. It was absolutely incredible. An incredible portrayal of an incredible comedian who just was fearless, utterly fearless. Yeah, but that's what, watch that that encounter with the wrestling guy. Oh my goodness.
Most definitely. I was actually able to meet Jerry the King Lawler back when I was working for a Halloween store. So,
oh wow, nice.
Back in October. So of course we were 6 feet apart and everything. Came in looking for Halloween stuff. So I was able to meet him, talk to him for a second. So that was pretty cool. I love wrestling. I don't know if you're a professional wrestling fan, but it's definitely something that I've grown up watching. Like, I've grown up playing with Legos. So.
Right. Yeah. I never got into the WWE or anything, but I know it's hugely popular. I watched a few things with Rock, the Dwayne Johnson in it and stuff. It's pretty popular for sure.
Yes. Well, I believe we still have a few minutes left. Is there anything that you would like to either promote or talk about some more?
Yeah, I'm basically, you can find me at officialjasonantony.com. And you can find me on TikTok, The Jason Antony. As you know, JW, I've just started doing lives on TikTok, which have been just great fun. So I'm trying to do them pretty much every day when I've got a little bit of time in between work. So I'll pop on for, you know, an hour or so for a live. Check me out. Plenty of content on my TikTok page. And as I say, the lives are good fun. I do try and get to as many questions as I can, but the feed goes pretty quick. So the good thing is, if I do them regularly enough, if you don't get your question answered, or if I'll do a shout out for you for birthdays and things like that, then tune in for the next live. You can't actually... with TikTok, I don't think you can actually sort of schedule a live. So you really just got to stay posted to, follow me on TikTok. And I think then it'll let you know what I'm doing, what I'm up to and that sort of stuff.
Yes, definitely. Everybody go check out Jason's TikTok, Instagram. Do you have Twitter? Are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter, but I'm not active on Twitter. My main things are YouTube. First and foremost, it's TikTok. You can contact me on Instagram at the Jason Antony. And then I have a YouTube channel, Jason Antony. I also just launched a store. I'm wearing one of the baseball caps, the I Got Your Six and the I Got Your Six t-shirt. So there's some fun stuff on my store. People kept asking, have you got any stuff we can get? So it's by sort of popular demand, if you like. So check out the store on officialjasonantony.com.
Yes, most definitely. I'll go check that out right after we're done recording this.
Fantastic. There's no Lego on there, I'm afraid.
No. I had a bad feeling there wouldn't be.
I might do, though. I might. If they ever bought out a Lego Otter for Call of Duty.
Cool.
Or a Funko Pop or something like that.
Funko Pops are awesome. Another one of my...
I love those. Aren't they great? Ah.
I have a...
How many have you got?
I think I get a lot of them either on sale or on clearance, or even before the whole COVID stuff. I was able to go to a few of these toy conventions and stuff and get
prices.
So I think I have about 30 now. So,
wow, that's pretty impressive. So fantastic. I think they're one of those things, you can't really have a Funko Pop, can you? You've got to have Marvel ones, you've got to have your Star Wars ones, you've got to have all anime ones. I mean, just amazing. Yeah, I hope they bring out a Call of Duty series of I know they've got Captain Price, I think, as a Funko Pop, but not Otter yet. So Funko, if you're listening, can you bring out an Otter one, please?
Yes, and Funko, if you're listening, I mean, if the podcast ever gets big enough, who knows, there could be a pop of me.
Yes, he'll have all his Funko Pops behind him next time.
Well, thank you so much for doing this. Thank you for everybody who's listened. One more thing, The podcast, for everybody listening, podcast is about to hit 50 episodes. Thank you so much for everybody who has listened for almost a year now. So definitely something that I'm very proud of. It's definitely bigger than I ever thought it would be. So thank you for being part of that, Jason.
Oh, my pleasure, mate. And well done for you for 50 episodes now. I mean, you know, that's getting up there. That's commitment. So literally my hat off to you.
Well, thank you for doing this, and thank you for listening.